The View?
No, that new shopping mall. Postmodernist vernacular. 17 screens, a bobsleigh run, a complete Swiss village on the third floor.
The future's here now, Tracy.
What's that make tomorrow, then, Mr. B?
The Blackburn Files, with Finetime Fontaine as
Stephen J. Blackburn. Discreet inquiries undertaken.
Episode 3, A Case of Brotherly Love.
Busy today?
They're all out this morning.
Keyboard Ken. TV themes till midday.
He's classically trained, you know.
Vienna Conservatoire?
No, Mrs. Bray, Tuesdays 3 to 7.
There's Annie, festooned with carriers.
I wonder what's in them bags.
Empty, that's the whole point. Look at the state of that.
What?
Outside age concern. That hat, look!
Oh, yeah. Hey, had to take a few gallon. He must be a Yankee.
Never, a club singer, I'll bet. Hang about, he's coming over here.
A client? Got to be a client.
Going international this morning, Mr. Blackburn. Shall I get the ash browns out?
Why not? I'll have custard on mine. He were a big man. He filled the office like a panda in a sack. His massive Stetson put a lid on the whole show. Hand-tooled boots with rhinestones the size of fog lamps. The fringes of his jacket swayed as he gasped for breath. He was gripping a gentleman's handbag. Definitely not a Swede.
Where's the Dick?
You're looking at him sad, isn't it?
You're the Seamus?
Good morning, sir.
You're Blackboot? This is your handbill? I picked it up in the hotel. S.J. Blackboot, private investigator.
Blackburn, actually. Printing error. It were a bad line, see?
Well, swell to meet you. Jack Hargreaves. Shake.
Oh, orthopedic. Take a seat, Mr. Hargreaves.
Oh, thank you, sir. Actually, I hail from these parts.
A drink, please, Miss Duggan.
A bourbon for me.
Ovaltine or Bovril? There's that bottle of pale ale left over from when you felt sad, Mr. Blackburn.
Bovril, straight up for me and hold the ice.
Right, well, I take it you've lost some luggage, Mr. Hargreaves.
I'm sorry?
I'm not a detective for nothing. I know the feeling, Squire. Me and my mam last year, holidays, two old nose and some glassware, lost the lot. We had to make a bulk purchase. Never seen nought like it in Morecambe.
I've lost no luggage.
Sorry? The gear. That hat, surely it's hired.
Hired? This is what I always wear in Europe. They loved it in Luxembourg.
Aye, well, that's Luxembourg for you.
Listen, you are a good detective.
The best.
You have the look of a coal miner.
I'm a detective, a pro.
Are you the best man there is?
Well, there's Arthur Tingle, lives near Leeds. He's turned 70, only just pets and ground floor snooping. His back's gone, see?
Well, Mr. Blackburn, I've not lost any luggage, buddy. I've lost my brother. 46 years ago. And I want you to find him.
Two Bovrils. One straight up, one flat down.
Too late. He's gone.
I thought he heard his wagons rolling. Your fame must be spreading, Pinkerton. Americans in big white hats.
Correction. Canadians in big white hats. Get the phone book, Tracy.
Yellow pages, is it? H for hat shop.
H for Hargreaves. The Lone Ranger has come looking.
For a tonto, I suppose, Kimasabe.
No, for Norman, his brother.
Two Canadians in big white hats in this little black town. Even you could manage that.
Listen, will you? Norman is long lost. Him and Jack were born here. They were bombed out in the war. Parents were killed. What happens? Kids home. Jack's 8, Norman's 10. It's a sad story. Prepare to weep.
Do you want that bottle of pale ale?
It's not that sad. Listen. One day, Norman is told to go out for a bag of Mentos and a copy of Radio Fun. When he's gone, these people at the home tell Jack to get his best clobber on because they're going for a ride in one of those nice new Humber motor cars. He falls asleep in the back seat, doesn't he? And wakes up where?
Cromer. You said it was sad.
On a ship going to Canada.
Kidnapped, you mean? You're making this up, Robert Louis.
It's true. He was shipped out. Lots of kids were. Orphans, mostly. That's war for you.
That's terrible. Poor kid.
Well, he hasn't done so bad, has he?
How do you mean?
Well, he made himself a pile in the hat business. He's a very successful milliner.
He looks as if he's got a bob or two. Must be a multi-milliner. What's he want with us, then?
Upshot is, Miss D, our Canadian friend in the Rolling Prairies headgear wants us to find his big brother Norman, who will now be going on 53 years of age.
Oh, isn't that nice? We haven't done any long-lost brothers before, have we?
Should be simple. We've got a name, a photo, and these.
Marbles. Don't they catch the light lovely?
Norman's marbles. Little Jack kept them all these years as he clawed his way up the ladder of Canadian hats. Pick 'em up. Evidence.
So, we're looking for a man in late middle age who's lost his marbles. Shouldn't be too difficult in this town.
Miss Duggan, phone book. Hargreaves N, get dialing.
What are you going to do, then? A few dry martinis, is it, with Mr. Canada hats? Pick up your own marbles.
This is a case of history. I shall consult the living book.
You've not touched that liver, Stephen.
I like it cooked best, ma'am.
Moan, moan. What are you on with these days, my snooping son?
Actually, a very nice little job. International slant to it. You know the war?
Which one?
Second.
No, it's over there. Noisy, black, no bananas. Eat your liver.
We got blitzed, didn't we, up here?
December the 12th, 1941, at 9:05.
Luftwaffe.
German Air Force. I tell you what, your grandma didn't come out from under the kitchen table until March 1942, at 7:20.
Listen, you know when families got bombed out, mams and dads killed, what happened to the kiddies?
Fostered, mostly. Homes, all sorts. A lot went to the country on trains for some reason. They reckon to be more air.
What about other countries?
Oh, yeah, far away some. I had a friend, Elsie Holmes. And mum and dad had a Gable Enfall on them. Poor last. She went to this home on Janssen Street. Then one morning, she woke up in New Zealand. Goodbye, Elsie. She wrote to me once, 1952, second post. Said it were like Mablethorpe. Miles and miles of Mablethorpe.
Were there a lot of kids' homes round here then?
Just the one. Gone now. Like the rest of Janssen Street. Mrs. Gupta at number 24 reckons it's going to be a safari park in 1990s.
Blast. That door's closed then. You never knew any Hargreaves, did you, ma'am?
No any Hargreaves? There's forests of them round here.
Jacks, Normans. But here, this picture. Have a look at him.
Ah, it could be our William when he were a little boy. Your Uncle Bill. Oh, dear, that prize did for him. 2 minutes dash round Tesco's. He only got as far as pineapples.
I've got to find Norman Hargreaves.
Try the cemetery, Stephen. Our end is our beginning.
Is that John Wesley, ma'am?
From a soap packet, actually. Special offer.
Right, I'll go and see my 10-gallon Canadian. But you've been very useful. I might have to skip tea.
Pity. It's lobster thermidor with a 57 polyfuse. Brandy gatto to follow. I wish they'd shipped us all out to New Zealand overnight. Our Stephen could have been big in sheep.
Jack Hargreaves was staying at the Lord Nelson. He turned a blind eye to most things in there. He was perched on a bar stool. The locals were staring at him, mute and hateful. A pleasant, friendly town centre local, it said in that good beer book. School teachers write it. Total rubbish.
Hi, screwdriver. Bloody Mary.
Just a glass jar.
Anything in it?
Beer, please.
So, how's the trail going, buddy boy?
Slow. Your kid's home's gone, I'm afraid. My assistant's on 20 pages of Hargreaves. Could take some time, this case. But I tell you what, do you fancy a walk to the local cemetery? It's a nice day.
No, sir, I do not. The big D is a black hat.
But I think we should face the possibility that your Norman might be... Well, you know...
Don't even say it. I know my brother Norman is not aloft.
No, but he could be dead.
He's still alive. I can feel it. Can't you just feel it here?
Oh! What the beating! We don't do that in our land, touching. Look, I think we should go to the cemetery. Check out the graves.
He'll not be in the cemetery. I know that. That trail's a dead end.
No, it's on the main road, actually. General Cemetery. Me dad's in here. Roof fall. I was only little. I come up with me mam sometimes. Wire baskets full of dead chrysanthemums. Old lasses fiddling with jam jars. We spent 2 hours in the Hargreaves section. Like me mam said, forests of them. But all cut down now. Cemetery were a mess. Grass up to his shoulders. No scheme to cover grass cutting in cemeteries. Then we found it. I banged my leg on it. The headstone.
Ow! Oh! You okay, Steve?
Oh, I might have done my leg in.
Would you look at that? George and May Hargreaves. December 14th, 1941. Not dead, only sleeping. Those Nazis have got a lot to answer for. Just think how good things might have been. I could have grown up happily here in a small back-to-back house with a tin bath on the wall. Grown up to go around the pit with all my buddies and work all my life in that dark, black hole. Instead, I finished up in Canada, a goddamn millionaire with a 1,000-acre ranch and 3 goddamn Cadillacs.
Thank God for the Luftwaffe.
Oh, ooh!
Are you okay, Steve?
Just prop me up against this pit disaster memorial, will you? Get me breath back.
Like I said, no Norman Hargreaves here. I told you, Stevie, the boy's still alive. I can feel it.
Right, I'm aware you can feel it.
So, what's our next move then, buddy?
Casualty for me, kid. This leg. See you later. Ooh.
53 Cole, RUN Hargreaves. 10 not in, 1 female, 1 not sure, 3 deceased, 32 definite no's.
Turn it down, else off.
That's northern soul rat.
I can't stand fresh brown bread. What are you doing here, man?
I brought you some halibut for your tea.
This is a business.
Not a wet fish shop.
What's wrong with your leg?
A little incident in the cemetery.
Did you say hello to your dad?
He were at the other end.
I think his chippings need a good rake. What were you doing in there with the dead anyway?
Confidential business.
I wish you'd get a proper job, Stephen. Tony Richards' mum says he's got his name down for a black cab.
I do not want a taxi. This is my job, investigation.
Do you want me to go on with these calls and not hop along? 110 to go.
Stephen, think of the damn bill. You want to get one of them cordless ones.
What difference would that make, ma'am?
They're not connected up.
Forget the phone calls, Tracy. Get down to Town Hall.
Town Hall? Hasn't that shut down?
That's next year. I want you to go through the electoral register.
What for?
Hargreaves.
There's 70,000 people in this town.
And one of them could be our long-lost brother, Norman.
And what are you going to do then?
I'm going to see Chase of the Chronicle, Charlie Chase, the Encyclopedia of the North.
And we all know where you'll find him. You stick to Shandy, Stephen, else you'll be bilious. Switch that funeral music off. Well, don't he look a pip in that blazer?
It's in second-hand stuff these days.
I can see that.
There's a pale ale in the fridge, Mrs. Blackburn.
Not for me, Tar. We don't do drink, our family. Not since Stephen's dad had his do at Doncaster Races. We found him 3 days later in Lincoln with Prince Monolulu.
Who?
Too young. I don't know what his dad would say if he could see him now.
I think he's doing all right, actually.
Do you? He can do better than this. He was a star in the juniors. I blame that Miss Stocks, his teacher.
Why?
She went off with Deputy Ed after that school outing to Chester Zoo. He never took to teachers after that.
He's got plenty of work on, Mrs. Blackburn.
Work? This?
People seek him out. He's getting known. He provides a service, like with this Canadian, bringing families together.
I wish he'd bring our family together. We've not seen our Shirley since their Tristram's christening.
Tristram?
I know. Even Parson queried it, but they were adamant.
It is funny. In being still at home.
Funny. It cramps my style. Sat there in his blazer. I might meet another chap one day.
Who needs it? Male oppression.
I know, love. I'd never let a man near my ironing either. Have you got a boyfriend?
There was Trevor at the Tech. He went off to find himself in Kathmandu. He's in Sleaford now, in the RAF.
These things don't always work out, do they? How about you and him?
Me and him what?
Well, he's keen on you.
I never knew that.
I know him. He's been folding his clothes away at night. Show a sign like his dad.
I haven't picked up any vibes, Mrs. Blackburn.
You do right. Let him do all lifting. Oh, I do hope he's careful with that, Mr. Chase. That bloke hasn't been sober since pits were nationalised.
Mr. Blackburn will be all right.
He wasn't all right at our Shirley's wedding. And Stan's. I can't show my face in Colchester ever again.
The Earl Fitzwilliam Arms. Young students with lasagnas and old abandoned men staring back at yesteryear. In the corner, in his usual place, Chase of the Cron. From chip shop infernos to visits from minor royalty, from cub reporter to moth-eaten lion. 51 years, from Chamberlain to satellite television. He even looked like a pint of beer. Brown suit, white hair, glassy eyes and gallons of belly.
What can I do for you, Duckett?
Stephen Blackburn. I'm an investigator.
Lonesome job, is it? Better than a taxi, I suppose. Or a pair of ladders.
I think I might have a story for you, Mr. Chase.
Join the queue, Duckett.
A bit of a scoop, actually.
Scoop? What's the word we use in our line of business? Another pint, please, Martha.
Let me.
Well, go on, then. Make it two. And one for yourself. Well, spill the goods, Ducky. I'm holding the front page.
But there's this bloke, you see. Jack Hargreaves. He's a millionaire. He comes from Canada to find his little brother. They were separated during war. It's all a bit sad, really. Poignant.
Oh, slow down, lad. Short sentences.
Don't you want to write it down?
Oh, no need. Head like a filing cabinet. Please speak clearly after the tone.
It's one of your human interest stories.
Human interest? It's not a phrase we use in our line.
The thing is, we might be able to help each other. I'm looking for this chap's brother, and you need a nice story, right?
I've heard all the nice stories there are in this town. Both of them. Another pint for you, is it?
No, Dad. No, not when I'm on a case.
Case? Which pit were you at, then?
They're separated as children. Jack and Norman. In the war.
What? I've covered that. Noisy, black, and...
No bananas, I know.
Go on, then. I'll buy it. Canadian millionaire seeks long-lost brother. That do you? When do you want it in? Tomorrow night? You got any pictures?
As a matter of fact, this...
Reminds me of our Richard when he was a kid. He's changed. They call him Janice now. I tell you what, a little idea from an aging scribe will put out an appeal. All the Norman Hargreaves to go to the Collier's Monday wine bar at 8 o'clock Tuesday night. We'll line him up and your Canadian can pick out his sibling. And we'll have a photographer there. Young Malcolmson, you pillock with a degree, but keen. Readers will love it. They'll leap on buses and scuttlers. You like it?
That's great. Or tar ever so much.
Oh, look, my glass is empty again. Commission the little lady, ducky.
Morning, Lazarus. Who rolled away your stone?
Down. Elsoff.
It's bad, this.
And Leeds is in Yorkshire.
What's up with you? You're all chalky.
Black coffee, please, Tracy.
It'd have to be black Ovaltine.
And keep still, those jeans.
Real leather, these.
Too noisy for me.
This'll cheer you up. Today's Chronicle.
Don't rattle it.
A good day's work, Citizen Kane. You're on the front page, look.
Canadian hat man in city to find his Norman. That's good, that.
It gets better. If you're called Norman Hargreaves, then your long-lost broth, half, Jack, has got some good news for you. Jack, now loving in Canada. Jack, now living on Bortha Normab.
Typesetter, I remember now. He only came in for a quick half. I'm going back to bed.
There's more. Listen. Millionaire Jack Hargreaves wants to meet anyone called Norman Hargreaves tonight in the lamp room of the Collier's Monday Wine Bar at 8 o'clock, where they will learn something to their advantage.
Well, I've got that right, then.
You sounded after yesterday.
How do you mean?
You rang me at 4:45. I was just packing up. I could hear brass band music in the background. Rose of Tralee it was.
That was the tench, big four-pounder.
You what?
A stuffed tench on the wall in the pub. Chase had this trumpet mouthpiece that he put in the back of it.
He never.
Rose of Tralee. It made quite a nice sound at the time.
Are we off then?
Metal.
Radio station. You fixed an interview for this morning. Oh. Your appeal for Hargreaves then.
I tell you this. I wish I'd never gone on to pints. I wish I'd never met Jack Hargreaves. I wish I was still at the pit. I wish they'd never shut it.
Local radio station. Me man's locked on. Breakfast to tea time. She's the age for it. She's been banned from phone-ins after that row with the radio chef about brisket. Tracy don't listen. It's all cassettes with her. It means she never knows when it's snowing. It's the only time I listen, snow. I'd expected a bigger place. It was a block of offices. Lift to the fourth floor, and there he was. Knitting pattern man himself with a grin on.
Dick Adcock. Hi.
Stephen Blackburn. Hi.
Tracy Duggan. Hi.
Hi.
That's that over then.
Come for a little chat on air. Fine, fine. Oh, I have not read your book yet. Sorry.
What book?
I missed the exhibition. Sorry.
I'm not an artist.
Ah, oh, long-lost brother, right? The Appeal. Nice little story. Love it to bits. This way to the studio, please.
This is a dream.
If it was real, I'd shoot myself. Hold me hand, just shaking, Mr. Blackburn. It's only radio. You can't be seen.
Dick Adcock on 210, The Morning Show.
A mid-morning show with Dick Adcock. I'll be here until 12 with weather, news, traffic and the gardening phone-in. This week, succulents. But first, I'm joined by Stephen J. Blackburn, who's looking for his long-lost brother. Tell us more, Stephen.
Are we on?
We are on. In your own time.
Right. Well, it's not my brother, actually. It's Norman. Well, it's Jack. Jack's brother, Norman. They took him off in a war. A car, Humber, during the orphanage.
Slow down, Steve. We're simple folk here on the mid-morning show. Let's bring your daughter in on this. Mandy, tell us about the appeal.
What Mr. Blackburn means is that Jack Hargreaves, who now lives in Canada, was separated from his brother when they were little. It was that evacuation. And he's come back now, you see, to find him.
And I'm truther.
The plot thickens. With the time at 10:14, how do you think we can help?
We thought you could give it out over the wireless, the meeting.
That's our job here, bringing the people together. We are the community glue. Make the appeal, Steve. The air's yours.
Feel a bit sick, actually.
What we want, you see, Dickie, is all the men called Norman Hargreaves in this town to meet us at the Collier's Monday Wine Bar tonight at 8 o'clock in the Lamp Room Saloon Bar.
Fine. Calling all you Normans, then, to the Collier's Monday Wine Bar. Help make a Canadian happy tonight. The reward will be the smile on his face. It's 10:15. This is the Hollies. What else? He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
It's finished, Alvar. You can open your eyes now.
That was terrible. It's ghastly.
It's okay. Nobody was listening anyway.
My mum was. She was taping it for our Shirley in Colchester. Two kiddies. Nigel travels in woolens.
We should get a few Normans in tonight anyway. After that.
I sent Tracy back to the office. I reported on progress to Jack Hargreaves. I took him up to Loxley Moor. Showed him the view. Talked him through the last black bad years of my town. But Hargreaves wasn't listening. He was back in a different past.
Jeez. This town has certainly changed. I was only a little boy, but one thing I remember. The smoke.
They still make it. Designer smoke in cans for export. You reckon to release it at parties. Get a taste of the past in your nostrils.
You're kidding me, Black Boney.
No, it's true.
I'll take a crate home with me.
It's important to you, isn't it?
The smoke?
No. Norman, your big brother. I mean, you've come a long way. And staying in that pub more than a night, you must be serious.
Last night they were biting each other. Grown men.
Jeez. It must have been quiz night. Do you remember him? Norman.
Kinda hazy. But I remember the trip now, yes. I mean, sometimes I can't believe it happened. Taking a little boy like me in the middle of the night. Just like that. I can sometimes, even now, smell the leather seats. I dream sometimes about those two red funnels. Hear the ship's hooter booming through my sleep. The bastards. The break of a family like that. Still, I've made good. I've come through. I just hope Normie's done the same.
Do you really think he's still here? Alive and well after all this time?
He's down there, Steve. I know it. My flesh and blood.
Well, if he is, we'll find him tonight. Nobody could miss the meeting after the way the media picked up on it.
Yeah, I heard the broadcast.
Did I go down well?
Well down. Stick to canning smoke, buddy. So, shall we go back to town? Do I need to wear anything special tonight?
Just a crash helmet. Collier's Monday Wine Bar. Early evening. An ordinary weekday. Carnage. The North's going down. But the band's still playing, and the survivors are in carnival mood.
What the hell is this, Stephen?
Crowded, isn't it? Looks like your appeal worked, Geldof.
All these people?
Yeah, Master Hargreaves. What a sight.
Say, you don't mean all these people are called goddamn Hargreaves?
Yep, and one of them could be your Norman.
There's a guy there in a turban.
He's a long shot.
And those kids over there, those with the Mount Rushmore haircuts and Ronald Reagan suits.
Very doubtful starters.
I think what Jackie's trying to tell us is that we are looking for a 53-year-old Caucasian male who might just bear a resemblance to him.
Aren't you going to announce yourself, Mr. Bay?
Give us a chance. We need to work out a plan. There may well be imposters in the room.
So near, so far. We're at the brink. My Norman is in this room. I can feel it. Here.
Oh, for Pete.
Let's stay checking, love.
No, sit down.
Busy in here tonight. Is it to do?
Not exactly, no.
You don't look like the stripper, Gram.
I'm not. I'm a detective's assistant.
Oh, them black stockings.
Do you want a snack?
Who's this, then? Tom Mix?
The name's Hargreaves. Jack Hargreaves. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Does he turn?
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, you do the voice as well, do you? Very clever.
I'm in hats.
I can see that. Did you get it in Spain, on the front?
This gentleman's from Canada, actually.
Who are you, then?
I'm a detective, actually.
Oh, you don't look like one. In that jacket, actually.
This is top quality blazer, this.
Barathea, kid.
Who are you, then? His daughter?
Actually, we're all looking for this gentleman's brother, Norman Hargreaves.
Looking for Norman Hargreaves, are you? He'll not be in here. It's Norman's stopping in night. He's got one of them fancy TV dishes on Gable End. Swiss Fantasy on tonight. ID and the Argonauts on Mars.
Hang about. You know him.
Norman Hargreaves?
If you mean him what lost his mother and father during war, and whose brother was spirited away in the dead of night in the back of a black Humber and hasn't been seen since, then yes, I know him. He lives next door to me. You're not there, Jack, are you? By heck, you've worn well. Your kid's rattled at sight of you.
Jeez, I could eat my goddamn hat.
You've got a three-course meal there.
Journey's end, everybody. Ship's come in. We've found him. Long-lost Norman, at last.
Mr. Blackburn, how can I ever thank you?
It's all in a day's work. I told you I was the best.
The very best. Say, buddy boy, can you take us to Norman, my long-lost brother? It's a miracle, a miracle.
Give us 10 minutes. I'd hate to miss the strippogram.
What about all those Hargreaves in the lounge, Mr. Blackburn? And the photographer and Mr. Chase? They'll all be here in a minute.
Leave them to it.
We've got our man, as they say in Canada.
Happy ending, Cookson. Wasn't it lovely when we met after all those years, Jack and Norman?
Yeah. Oh, Norman was really pleased, wasn't he? Once we got him back in his chair.
Oh, and wasn't it nice of him to give you those marbles, as well as all those dollars? You'd best get yourself down to the Bureau de Change.
And my leg's a lot better, actually. Tell you what, here. For you, a little token. A souvenir of brotherly love.
Oh, that's nice. Tell very much.
You're doing well, Miss Duggan.
Oh, I didn't know you cared.
Fancy a bit of supper?
I'll but at your mam's. No, thanks.
I was thinking of something a bit special. Table for two, Black Forest cocktails, prawn steaks. We could go to that new mall, catch a film. We're 17 to choose from.
Not tonight. I'm washing my hair. Tell her all the same.
Right.
Good night, Mr. Blackburn.
I stared at the view, that new mall. What Tracy calls postmodernist vernacular. Funny sort of day. Got the man, lost the goddamn girl. That's war for you. Noisy, black, and no bananas.
In A Cruel Case of War, Finetime Fontaine was Stephen Blackburn and Judy Flynn was Tracy. Also on the case were Rita May, John Graham Davies, Norman Mills, Ray Ashcroft and Bill Rogers. The Blackburn Files was written by Ian McMillan, Dave Sheesby and Martin Wiley and produced for BBC North East by Dave Sheesby.
Tomorrow, there's a case of plagiarism for Blackburn when a writer is convinced his TV script has been pinched.